Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
We're live. Oh, hey, it's the After the Show show. Welcome to the show program show.
Saving lives live.
Saving lives live. And I think I hear Baby Selassie in the background.
Yeah.
So presumably that means Ebro's going to be here in a second. Laura was just dropping a gem. Apparently she has a new show interest.
I'm so late. Okay, so I watch Abbott Elementary is one of my favorite shows. So I was watching it and then I was like, let me see what else is on. So I finally clicked on 90 Day Fiancé. I have never watched 90 Day Fiancé and I didn't understand. So I just went to season 4. Cast.
Oh,
and
God.
I had to binge watch because I couldn't stop.
Wait, who's on season 4? I don't remember who's on season 4.
The Dominican guy
and
the girl from Atlanta.
That's all it took.
Laura, you're so late. But
and then there's a guy that lives in Morocco and some like rando white girl in Kentucky, and she really thinks she's in love. And there's a girl from Moscow and like a Mexican dude from LA, and she's straight just taking him for his money, Rosenberg. Like, it's just, and she pretty much is like, yo, as long as you keep buying me bags, like, I'm here. Like,
Rosenberg,
it's so crazy.
This has got to be one of the best reality shows of all time. It's up there.
Oh,
it's up
my
there.
God.
Really?
It's so it's so ridiculous. But it's trash. It's trash TV. It's ridiculous.
But it's very interesting.
No, people love it, though. Funny.
Oh, I love it. Laura, I've been into season 1, and I don't miss a week. I don't miss a week. I don't want to spoil. For you. I already know. I don't want to spoil for you what's going to happen. But listen.
Wait, how many seasons are there of
Rosenberg? It's right now. There's seasons and there's spinoffs. There's like 3 different shows.
Well, I just went straight to season 4 on Hulu. That's it. I was like, let me just jump to season 4. And I just started watching.
There's another 4 after that cast.
Bro, I don't even know how many there are after that. Plus. Then they have spin-off shows of the people that are on the show. Like, some of the people that are on the show that Laura's watching now have already have their own show after they got married, what happened, how they're living now. It's nuts. And then they have, like, 3 or 4 different types of the 90 Day Fiancé. It's like a Marvel universe of 90 Day Fiancé. It's nuts.
Bro.
Wow. Really? It's that deep, huh?
And then one of the guys who's like wife or like girlfriend, now wife, is from Ukraine. Like, she won't tell him, his family. He's been married 3 times, Rosenberg. So the family like, come on, man, this better be it. And they asked the woman during like a dinner, like, do you love him? She's like, no, but, you know, eventually I'm sure it'll happen, but I'm ready to marry him.
We have Rosenberg. We have 90 Day Fiancé. 90 Day Fiancé the other way, 90 Day Fiancé happily ever after. Then also had this happening during the pandemic. They had pandemic 90 Day Fiancé. Yo,
wow.
It's nuts.
I'm late to but let me tell you, season 4, very entertaining.
Yo, I feel a little left out. I'm not going to even hold you guys. Feel a little left. Maybe I need to do this.
Jump of course, in, bro, Sundays.
I always try to get Laura to watch whatever the new quality show is. It's not for her. This is what's for her. Let's just be honest. She needs something she can come in and out of, fall asleep for.
Yes. I'll let Bradley Cooper was a guest on Abbott Elementary, though. You should check that out. It's pretty good.
Oh, really? Bradley Cooper. You know, listen, it's interesting. Like, when I throw on Abbott Elementary, I really like it. I just have never gotten I haven't gotten hooked on it yet. It feels so office-y to me. but it's not The Office. And I just haven't taken the time or had like the moment. I haven't had that moment yet when it feels like it's my show yet. But I think everyone on it seems wonderful.
I've never watched
the show, bro. What is that?
It's literally The Office in an element in like a downtown Philly elementary school.
Okay.
A public school. Yeah. But it's funny. It's funny.
But like but comedically, you'd say it's almost the exact same, right? From a style standpoint, it is the same as The Office.
Yeah.
A lot of looking to camera, characters that are like, you could literally pluck, like you could pluck the principal off Abbott Elementary and put her working in The Office. Like it would fully work style wise. And it's just really well written and it's great. Anyways, I'm going to pull up this video real quick, Laura. You have to see this. We're live. We're live after the show. Here's the video. Here's the video I watched yesterday. Okay. If you guys want to pull this up, Rasan, Chrissy, whoever's manning our video, I'm gonna share it. So Laura can get a taste of this Bats who's popping in the streets. I'll share my screen here. This is what the kids are talking about. Let's see what Laura thinks of Four Bats.
She like, boy, go find someone. Find someone you love, girl. I can't find no one, cause you're the one I love. You don't understand.
Too many dudes in one kitchen. Like, we're just good.
You told me that you loved me. You put the shit on God.
Kid has a great voice, though.
I know what you mean. Like, it doesn't feel so good.
But apparently, that's according to Cass, that this is all intentional. This was the plan. Well, no surprise that we didn't get it, Johnny. We're old and washed, so. His voice is great.
Listen, he's in the house dealing with his besties.
Yeah, his besties.
Sonically, it sounds like a song I want to play with my lady. I don't want to hear you talking about your dude being your bestie while I'm trying to be with my lady.
No, Broski's my bestie.
Broski's my bestie. Not when I'm trying to lay down.
She like, a lady. Go find someone. Find someone you love. Girl, I can't find no one. Cause you're the one I love. You don't understand.
It smells like Black and Mild and Old Spice.
I mean, it has to.
The one you didn't give me enough. Seen us.
Now, I will say this. It's a story old as time. The look, we could pull up something right now. We could pull up.
This is a Lonely Island video. This is what this is.
Basically. But like, you could pull this up.
Yo, they're literally cooking crack on their mom's stove.
But I mean,
but it's two of them. It's only two of them, though.
Right. And it's gangster. The content.
Yo, you think he was driving his mom's car right there? He took a car. Like, yo, mom, let me get the keys.
Nah,
it's possible. But remember, they're already a couple albums in at that point. Yeah. Or they're one album in.
That definitely looks
you
like
you can't
mom's
even
car,
compare
bro.
This. That's a sob, dog. That's a sob. Sobs was fire.
That's an Oldsmobile, my friend.
Or Volvo. That is not an Oldsmobile. There will be no Queen's Mob Beef slander.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at them. But Cass, they're outside. And they're closed.
And he just said, I'll punch you in your face and stab your brain with your nose bone. He didn't say, my bro is my broski.
My bros are lying. They are both lying.
Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time
breathing. No, Johnny, don't let him. It's easy for him and Ebro to troll.
Don't make me have to call your name. That's a sob, bro.
That's an old sob, bro. That's definitely
my sob. That's a 19-
We're missing the point. Cass keeps changing the point. This is what people like Donald Trump do. The people who want to confuse the world. We never said anything about your mom's car. We said, who wants 20 dudes shirtless? us in your mom's kitchen. That's all my taboos. No, my broski's my bestie.
Bestie.
He didn't say booski, okay?
Broski, when you combine broski and bestie, you get booski.
He didn't even say that in that song.
No, it's in the merge.
Broski, Johnny, you're talking about two different songs.
Whatever. It's generally the same, though. Is he wrong?
Exactly.
That was funny.
How wrong is he really? Let's see. Let's check another Mobb Deep video. I'll do a Wu-Tang video. Let's move to a Wu-Tang video and see where we're at.
Mobb Deep was clean on that. Content matched the visual.
All right, here we are outside a housing project.
Okay.
But again, we're not in anyone's kitchen. We're fully clothed. In fact, we're keeping warm by a fire.
That's right. In the winter. All making sense. Not mom's car.
No.
On the crime side, the New York Times side.
It was crazy how young all these dudes were. I took it for granted then because we were all a few couple years younger.
A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling up gas for fun.
No, but it was just a dream for the scene.
Who was a fiend? Started smoking wounds at 16 and running up in gates and building it for high stakes. Making my way.
Yeah, but he doesn't say they're his besties.
But they are. Come on, you know Wu-Tang was best.
No question,
Wu-Tang has no besties.
Thank you.
You can never ask a Wu-Tang member if they have a bestie.
Same damn low sweater. Time is rough and tough like leather.
They wouldn't know what you mean.
So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from four seats.
No, no, listen. I know there's going to be a big difference between me and Cast One. I give Cast One credit. He wants to be up on what's happening. I have that's your choice. You're making a choice. I have accepted. You don't, and you're an active out DJ, so you have to some degree. I no longer will probably ever play a current music event in my life, and I have accepted. For me, I'm just not going to be able to be up on what's happening.
Yeah, I'm not evolving.
You know what it
one.
Is, guys? It's like being fluent. You have to understand what's going on around you. You got to know what people are saying about you, man, and what they mean when they say it. So that's
I'm not learning Ukrainian because I'm not going to Ukraine.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not going to learn Ukrainian.
Perfect example. But you are in hip hop. This is the language. You got to know it, bro. It's like if you're in Ukraine, you got to know Ukrainian.
They got to take that language out.
All right, this like
don't.
Shawnee say, hey, speak English, guys.
Bestie,
you have kids, you gotta know what he's talking about.
I've been cool with Bestie for a long time because ladies have been saying
so much crazy stuff about him. He don't even know what he's saying
because ladies be saying Bestie. Then I heard Kanye Westie is your bestie say it. I'm not going for grown dude. No, it was all good. I'm not going for grown dudes now incorporating this.
It's all good. A week ago.
Right. When she said it, all good still. Bestie, bestie, bestie. Grown dudes talking about this, my bestie.
You draw the line at bestie.
Yeah, for dudes.
Well, he draws the line at bestie. See, I'm not really concerned as much with the bestie talk, but for me, I just admit that musically, I'm not going along with everything. It's cool. I wish I was interested enough.
We're looking
for... That was classic. I think we're going to Laura's Child. Oh, what? You disrespected Laura's Child?
Gangster rap video.
But why this one?
Hey yo, doc,
up on YouTube,
another
man.
Proper track, and it's back. Watch the sniper. Time to paint the paper and let that real shit provoke. So you
look,
don't want to be
low, then
there.
You'll get
smoked
down.
Only the fans understand when you talk about playing me. The same records that you're making is playing me. Motherfuck Dre, motherfuck Snoop, motherfuck Death Row. Yo, and here comes my left blow. Cause I'm the EAZY.
Yo, I have so much respect for EAZY. For being one of the all-time not playing games. He was just like, I'm just motherfuck Dre, motherfuck Snoop, motherfuck Death Row. He didn't do any of the like little slight, if you break it down, we need to have an interpretation.
Right.
He just said what it was.
Direct.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I respect it.
Ain't no sugar.
I have a question,
them.
Though.
Go ahead. I'll answer.
Whose house are they in? And the nothing but a G thing.
Because
we don't know.
Yeah, because what?
They got the. Remember when they had the fridge full of 40s?
Yeah, that was
fine.
But,
homies
yeah.
were in there.
But,
yeah.
but remember, they leave the house.
Home. And this mad chick's half naked in that video.
Yeah,
I don't know. This it's somebody's DJ house, bro. It's somebody's mom's Sharpay. House.
No, they go to Snoop's house. Dre goes to Snoop's house.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's
wait, what do you mean? We're about to watch it right now. Dre is yeah, going to Snoop's house to pick him up. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do they go? Whose house do they go?
No, the party doesn't end up at a house. It ends up at some sort of like rec center.
No, it's a basement.
Like a rehouse, right?
It's somebody's house. No, you talk about Dre Day. You talking about Dre Day.
No, bro.
House.
Look, Dre's in the house like, why is this lady with her hair rollers? Oh, who's this guy?
Yeah. Find a job. Yeah, we're going to work so we can grow up and be just like you.
Oh, now Dre's talking shit to his
own. Hey, y'all going to the
picnic today? Yeah, thought you knew. Oh, yeah, the picnic. Hey, no. We're going to the picnic today. We're going to the picnic.
What up?
Yeah, they go to the picnic.
Yo, I just want
to
say.
House.
Hold on. We need to have a moment here. That what? Moment, it's very brief. Is the single worst acting in the history of a rap video. And that's saying something.
Just she said.
Yo, she goes, I heard your new album. That thing's the bomb. Listen. Yo, they couldn't get her to try any harder than this. Listen to this.
Man, she had to get a cameo.
Good job.
Word.
Three
so Snoop, your room's a mess.
Ready to make an entrance, so back on me.
Give me the microphone. That ain't mom's
so
car.
Bust like a bubble.
Not absolutely not. That's a base car, buddy.
Everyone's outside. Shirts are on. It's a good time.
Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
That's right.
Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad. I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick. I have
kidding.
To find the contraceptive.
You I love the little kid. In this video.
And learning her, man. And at the same time,
yo,
her,
if you were to do a bring all these people back to this video, it would look like they were at an old age home. Hold on now. Yo, the LBC sweatshirt was so hard.
Take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this.
The Snoop and Dre were always dressed like it was 20 degrees in LA.
It's like this and like that.
He's got a gun, guys. He's got a gun.
Hey,
Shawnee, this? You know who Shawnee and I are? You know who Shawnee and I are? This is what... This is when music was music.
That's right. And look, he's about to snatch her bikini top off.
Yeah, which is not cool. And it doesn't age well.
But you know, at least it's not dudes. Like all being. You know what I'm saying? See, back in my day.
In my day. Now you want to see a classic. This is requested, a request from our guest who's coming on. She's like, hold on. She wanted to hear see this classic Discover in the streets. Service. This was.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Listen, I'm not saying that there aren't good videos today. I'm not saying that these new artists aren't great, Shawnee. Maybe some of them are. But I'm just saying, and like honestly, that Four Bats, that sounds like some dope R&B-ish. But as far as the rap goes,
right?
What's considered rap at this moment, I hate being the guy who feels that way, but a lot of it just ain't it. It's not feeling it.
Wait,
not for me. I'm old.
Cross colors. Y'all suit was popping. probably.
Did you ever be honest though? Did you ever do Cross Colors or not?
Yeah,
I was never in. Laura, you were in.
I had shorts.
I had shorts.
You did the long ass shorts, Laura.
No, short shorts.
And the pants.
I don't remember the short shorts.
Girls, yeah.
I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog.
Wait, Shawnee, what cross colors did you do?
Pants.
You did the pants?
The pants, car canine. Yeah, cross colors and car canine.
Carl can I with the big ass plate on the jeans?
What? Fire. I had a pair of 10 ones with the plate on the back pocket.
Cube always looked like he was kind of playing a character in this video. Because he was already becoming an actor here.
Yeah. And she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball?
Now, I always argue about this.
And I'm troubled. Last week, messed around and got a triple double. Freaking brother.
First of all, your man hitting the ugly sky hook in the middle of a game is nuts to me.
He don't really ball.
Like, you don't, no one goes for a sky hook like that in a basketball game. And then the messed around and caught a triple double.
Lies.
Is, oh, no, they shut down our stream?
Yeah, because you're playing the music videos.
But I thought you could play. I thought you can.
No.
Nah, hit yourself with the button.
Nah.
It's like podcast.
Hello, Cool J.
No music and podcasts. No.
Well, that was for Nicole.
No, you can play a music video if you get it white labeled from the label that owns it in your stream.
Right.
But you have
Was also a thing though that if it doesn't take up the whole screen, I thought you could like get away if you're doing commentary on stuff.
Did you have it up for?
A lot.
We had each one up for like 90 seconds, probably.
Yeah, I think you got to do like 30s.
Oh, we're going to try to restart, apparently. We could also just record this, Bascom. We could just record this interview, and that could have been the live. Up to you guys. We started with the four bats video.
Yeah. Naked dudes and besties.
Shawnee's obsessed with the bestie part of this.
Booskies.
Well, because besties is such a girl term.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't get more girly than bestie.
It is.
Right.
You mean as evidenced by it being the first line from Kanye's 9-year-old daughter rapping?
Right. It's Miss Westie. I'm your bestie, Miss Westie.
It's your bestie.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.